This is Kentucky Farm Bureau's Across Kentucky. Arlen Sinderman with StoneX says the USDA soy ending stocks forecast has created a challenge for soybean prices.
And it really sets the tone then for the new marketing year. If we don't see any significant decline in the yield for the new year, and if we continue to see favorable weather for Brazil's crop, it suddenly becomes very difficult for the bulls to really be able to build their case for higher soybean prices.
Conversely, a lower corn stocks forecast from the USDA promises volatility for the feed grain market.
Suddenly then, you got to look at that dropping down below 1.1 billion bushels, and that market doesn't like stocks getting that tight when you consider the size of our consumption. The market starts saying, you know, we think we need to ration demand further. If the cash market has already been trading these tighter stocks.
The USDA's next crop report is due October 12th. This is Across Kentucky.